Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The AC's on, guys. That's the birthday. That's the birthday. Hello. What's up? Gosh, I love doing live Facebook. It's Incident Report with Z-Dog MD, a.k.a. Dr. Zubin Nemanja. We got the boys, Tom and Logan, on the mic.
What's up?
Live is where it goes down, son. You know what I'm saying?
Let us know if you like lives.
I don't care.
All lives matter. Like our life. This. Live. Guys, speaking of lives, do you want to die? Do you want to die of a massive fulminating tumor somewhere in your gonectagazoink? Well, California says you better cut out that morning joe, buddy, because it's going to get real in your cellular function in terms of, like, malignancy if you drink coffee. And what the hell is wrong with California, Tom Heineber?
You know, the thing is, Z, everyone in California is a liberal, and that pretty much explains it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Let's clarify that. Everyone on the coasts of California is a liberal. Everyone in the center is a conservative. I grew up in the center, one of the most conservative towns in California, Clovis. By comparison to the average person in Clovis, I was a communist. When I went to Berkeley for my undergraduate, I was some kind of fascist by comparison. So it's all relative, my friend.
I've always thought we should split California into two states, into coastal and non-coastal California.
Lex Luthor tried to do it in Superman 1.
That's right.
And failed, but came really close until that dimwit Superman flew around the Earth fast enough to make it go backwards in time. Okay, speaking of backwards in time, it's almost like California has taken science backwards in time about two decades to when we didn't know anything about how to do studies. So here's the premise for people who don't know, and we've got all our coffee set up here. People, I broke bad in 1973, so I still have an Erlenmeyer flask that I use for my own fancy pour-over coffee. Today, we are gonna stick it in the man's craw and give ourselves cancer with this. Theo Norepi Ethiopian coffee from Dr. David Istrail, who's linked in our description here. He's a doctor who started a coffee roasting company to help partially fund surgical care for people in third world countries. So it's a good cause. He sent me some of this coffee. It all tells the story. It comes with like a little picture, like a Suzanne. Where's our inset cam?
It's one of these.
How about this? There it is. Tells a story like Suzanne Struthers. Sally Struthers kind of style, like this is the kid you helped get a cleft palate surgery, that sort of thing. Tells a story of the medical pioneers. And so as a venture that a doctor is doing, I think it's really interesting. And it has coffee that smells really good. So we're going to brew some coffee and we're going to talk about why California sucks. I lived in California for like 30 years. Tom Heineber, you were born in California.
That's right. And I regret it every day.
Logan lived in California. And I'm grinding some coffee beans right now. Now, this is the deal. There is a proposition, a ballot initiative from 1986 in California called Proposition 65. Proposition 65 was designed by the people of California to alert the public to potentially...
Oh my God, that grinding is so annoying.
Is it annoying?
You gotta stop.
To alert the public... Let me do it more and louder. It was designed to alert the public to potentially cancer-causing, toxic, and fetal-harming chemicals. And so as a result, because of Proposition 65, if something is shown to cause cancer in some fashion, any business with more than 10 employees is required to put labels. This site contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer. I remember seeing these all over any parking garage because there were fumes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, a bunch of lawyers. So the general premise is good. Public health, I'm a big fan of it. Trying to shape the path that our elephant and rider are walking on to make us help us make healthy decisions. The problem is, when you have non-scientists trying to make those decisions, aka lawyers and judges, and the public at large that know very little about science. So in this case, it turns out coffee, when it's roasted, contains a compound called acrylamide. Acrylamide has been shown in a case series in rats in incredibly high doses to potentially be associated with more tumors. No studies in humans show the same thing. And the doses that are found in coffee are so low that they wouldn't even come close to the dose that was used in the studies on rats. But because of the word cancer and acrylamide and the fact that it's in coffee, now understand this, toast contains acrylamide, pumpkin puree contains acrylamide, pretty much a million things when you heat carbohydrates will make acrylamide. So a bunch of lawyers from, I think they're the Metzger law firm or something, decided, hey, there's money here. We could sue the big coffee companies on behalf of the state of California, on behalf of this law, and get a bunch of legal fees. And they created some kind of potentially, at least if you believe what's online, which may be fake news, there's a not-for-profit that has the same address as the legal firm that, is apparently the plaintiff. So in the state, they sued the coffee manufacturer saying, your coffee contains acrylamide and you need to put labels in all your coffee joints where there's more than 10 employees saying that it's Proposition 65 compliant, et cetera, and that this place contains compounds known to the state of California to cause cancer.
Well, Z, why haven't they sued themselves? Because, I mean, liberalism is a form of cancer.
That's true. That's true. And it's a mental illness. Z, everybody knows that. Why is California so on the cutting edge of stupidity? Because I remember back in the late 90s and early 2000s that California was running a huge secondhand smoke campaign. Because, of course, we all had that favorite second cousin that died of secondhand smoke. Oh, wait, no one's ever died of secondhand smoke.
Okay, first of all, I'm still a little butthurt over this whole liberal bashing thing, okay? I come from the Bay Area. All my friends are liberals. They're good people. Second, okay, secondhand smoke does cause cancer. However, there are good and bad aspects to this law. Now, what's bad is that now this went through a legal process, and the preliminary ruling from the judge is that, oh, the coffee companies didn't prove that coffee is safe and doesn't cause cancer. And they also didn't prove that it has health benefits because the burden of proof was on the coffee manufacturers, not on the lawyers trying to say it causes cancer, because there is no good scientific evidence, I'm going to repeat this, that coffee causes cancer in humans.
One more time, Z.
There is no good scientific evidence that coffee causes cancer in humans. There is evidence, and it is not good either, that coffee may actually prevent certain types of, or is associated with lower rates of liver cancer, endometrial cancer, and potentially prostate cancer. So here's the thing. There's also an association with living longer. People who drink coffee. Now, these are associational, observational studies that aren't great. Why is the science bad? Why should we just throw these studies away? Probably because you can't really study this well. Here's how you study whether coffee causes cancer appropriately in humans. You do a randomized control trial where two groups of humans are randomized for 5 years minimum to a drink coffee group every day and a never touch coffee group. How is that gonna go, Tom?
Bad.
Really bad. If I don't have my coffee, I will punch a hole through a wall. I don't care who's on the other side. They're gonna be grabbed by the throat and pulled against the wall. And someone who never drank coffee, to randomize them to a coffee trial is crazy. So that's the problem with nutritional studies in general. Now, here's the problem with the legal system making these kind of pronouncements. If this judge decides in his infinite scientific wisdom that he's not convinced, just like an anti-vaxxer isn't convinced that all this science is real, and the burden of proof is on the scientists, right, not on the convincee, well, then he can say, well, now coffee is a carcinogen in the state of California and needs to have these labels. Why is that bad? Shouldn't we over-label rather than under-label? Like, what's the deal?
It reminds me of our show on false equivalency, because now it creates a false equivalency between cigarettes and coffee. So if I'm the type of person who enjoys coffee, I think, fuck it, I'm gonna go back to smoking. Because there's nothing better than coffee and cigarettes together.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Dude.
There's the meme, what if nothing causes cancer? Until it comes in contact with California.
It's so true. Plus, true. The Californians just obviously hate America, because I don't see them going after tea. Coffee runs America, you sons of bitches.
You know what we do to tea in this country? We throw it in a damn harbor.
That's right. Okay?
That's what we do. And then we brew the harbor with nuclear missiles and make a beautiful cup of harbor tea.
Freedom!
Freedom! Freedom ain't free, Tom Heineberg. All right, so this all being said, the downside to this is, of course, you start labeling everything, which creates a false equivalent scenario. It also creates a general devaluation of what that label means. On alcohol, this label is appropriate. Heavy drinkers have higher rates of cancer. There is compelling evidence that alcohol is associated with greater cancer rates. Smoking, stuff like that. Now, they have labeled Tiffany lamps in California with a label because they contain a lead core. Okay? Lead is apparently a very weak carcinogen.
You know what else has a lead core? The earth. Cancer. The earth's a cancer. Nailed it.
You know, you could always get a job with David Avocado Wolf's platform because I'm just saying he's hiring. And here's the thing about this. California is the same state that just had their public health people say, warn parents about cell phone use and cancer. There is, give me this cam, Logan, right here. This one.
That one.
There is no compelling evidence that cell phone use causes cancer. What is wrong with you, California? I'm a big fan of the nanny state. Like, sure, tax sugar, do all those things. Just do it based on science. Don't do it based on whatever your weird agenda is. Like, what the hell? Anyways.
They're trying to secede. They're gonna break off into the ocean, Z.
I'm gonna grind some coffee. I'm so mad right now. Let's make Larry Istrail's coffee from the website that we listed in the link, and we're gonna brew this right now. Oh gosh, it smells good. So much cancer, so much cancer. All right, let's see, do we have an inset cam? Where can I show this? Try this, Logan. There it is. Okay, so after this I got this hand grinder on Amazon, and it grinds the stuff real quietly, relatively. So if the kids are sleeping in the morning, you can have fresh ground coffee. I do a coarse to medium grind, because this is a pour over machine. So I pour it in there. It's got a metal filter which lets the oils go through. So all the cancer-causing acrylamide gets through into the coffee because cancer is what makes it taste delicious. So then the way that, oh my gosh, uses homemade deodorant to avoid cancer-causing chemicals, smokes. That is exact. Bro, California just legalized weed and they want to stigmatize coffee.
Hey, weed is from the ground, bud.
Yep.
All right, don't be so hostile, bro.
Bruh.
So is coffee, asshole, okay? So, and it's funny, I get real triggered about coffee because I love coffee. So maybe I have a little confirmation bias, but I'm gonna say it's safe and effective at being dope. All right, here we go. My double wall glass. This thing, which I got from Costco, this is a hot water,
Why does Z not just have a Keurig like everyone else? What's wrong with you, man? You think you're better than me? He's from California, yeah. I forgot.
She goes to Berkeley, Z.
You know who goes to Berkeley? Your mom, okay?
My mom actually did go to Berkeley, and then she went to UC Davis.
Okay, that makes it all very awkward. All right, here we go. So I got this thing at Costco because it's dope. It was about $100. It's a Gourmia automatic pour-over machine. So normally for pour-overs, you heat water and you pour it manually over. It's a pain in the butt. I hate it. It tastes good. I hate it. But in the morning, this thing has spouts and it just goes vroom, 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 and it automatically does the pour over. So you grind the coffee, there's fresh, clean water in the back, okay? No, none of this alkaline water BS, because we don't believe in that, because we did a show on that.
Although we did drink them all, because they were...
We kind of did, because they were delicious. Yeah. I'm gonna push 2 cup, and stuff's gonna start happening. Now, while that's brewing, I'm going to show you again the cool mug that this guy sells for partially for charity on his site. It's got the ICD-10 code for pheochromocytoma and coffee. I mean, that's pretty dope. I like it when nerds do nerd stuff for good causes.
So all the state of California has really shown is that if you have a pet rat, you shouldn't give it coffee. But we already knew that, state of California. We already knew that.
My daughter's hamster just died. And it was a 5 cup of coffee a day hamster. Like that, the hamster would wake up pissed off, hair all frizzled, just it would push the button. And then once it just took a couple sips, it was like, the cuddliest little thing. But if it didn't have its coffee, man, it was a little biatch. All right, coffee's being brewed. In the meantime, Tom Heineberg, should we read some comments?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. No, Z-Dog, it's the ICD-10 for caffeine withdrawal. You're right. I actually have no idea what the ICD-10 is for this. Someone look it up. T43.616A. It must be caffeine withdrawal. But you tell me, all right?
Angela said, I bet 99% of the attorneys at that firm drink coffee. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course. They're just in it for money.
But they're okay. They're like madmen. They smoke, drink coffee. They know it's going to cause cancer, but they're that cool. There is a coupon code for the Z-Pack only in the description of this video that will give you 20 or 15% off anything on this guy's website, by the way. This is not a sponsored post. He's not giving us any money. All he did was send us the coffee and say, hey, just FYI, we're doing some cool stuff. And I agreed, want to do a show on coffee, so we did it. Our coffee is being made. Comments.
Where does California get off, bro? I'm not a fan.
California gets off underdosing of caffeine in initial encounter, apparently, says Danielle Romero.
What's their ultimate agenda, Z? I don't understand.
California's?
Yeah. And, like, should they allow Starbucks to advertise? Because now that it's a it's selling a carcinogen, that's its main product. They don't allow Philip Morris to advertise.
I think that they just went off the rails, that's all. They're trying to take a good thing and make it too good, and then they got ahead of themselves and they're letting non-clinicians make these decisions. The American Cancer Society disagrees with it. Obviously, the coffee lobby is like, well, this will not stand. We're going to fight it to the end. And get me a venti latte tumor. And that's all you can imagine. That's going to be the case. But California itself is just being dumb, and I think they know it. It's not California. It's this judge who's like, well, I guess the burden of proof. He's following the letter of the law, probably. The law is stupid, so it needs to be changed. Simple as that. Look at this delicious brew. It smells so good. And look at this. See how it's spinning? So it does a very even pour over. It heats the thing to like 200 and some odd degrees, which is apparently the nuclear fusion point of water, where you actually undergo deuterium fusion and release exothermic amounts of steam. This is a delicious smelling effluent. Let's read some comments.
All you guys dissing California, please don't, Kathy. I'll continue to diss California until the day I die, Kathy.
Listen,
you can't stop me.
I'm gonna tell you about California. I lived there for so long, I thought it was the bee's knees. Oh my God. Hey man, why you gotta play me like that? Ja Rastafari.
That's an actual picture of Z as a young man.
It is, it's portrait of a
Berkeley.
Z.
Yeah.
Portrait of a Z as a Berkeley student, there it is. I was like, free speech, man. Unless you disagree with me, then be quiet. Well, this is the thing with California. High taxes, incredibly high cost of living, a segregated coastal community from a central California agricultural community and a northern California rural community. It is an ungovernable, large, massive country. It is not a state. There is beautiful beauty to be found in California. It's a massive wonderland and also an intractable morass of problems. We can solve them, they'll get through it, but we will poke fun of them because we live in Nevada now and Nevada does not give an F.
That's right, plus California's bankrupt. Suck it, nerds.
We're broke too, son. All right, here it is, the coffee's done. Let's show the world how Z-Dog does this. So here's our drip, drip, drip. You know what I should do is put this on a thing because it's gonna dribbly drop. Ah, it's all right. All right, we're gonna pour this. Here it is, the coffee, cancer-causing slurry. I'm just gonna pour a little. Looks a little weak because I might have underdosed it. All right, here we go. Let's just look at the color of this. Let's get a little inset cam. There it is. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now come over here, Logan. Come over here. Bring it in. There it is. All right, here we go. Hazelnut. Aromas of chicken balls. And cow patty. Let me taste that. Oh man. That's really good. Dr. Larry, that is really, really good. This is the Ethiopian Yirgacheffe coffee. Look, here it is. This is the one I tried. It is, and I made it really weak. It is so good. I'm not even joking.
Yirgacheffe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That sounds like a communist.
I know a communist.
I'm not even kidding. Oh, you shut up, Logan Stewart. I'm trying to enjoy this amazing, it's actually really good. This is the first time I've tried it. Hey, Larry, you are crushing it, my brother. And this machine actually did a good job. So on that note, Tom Heineberg, anything else to say to our fans here?
Take us out, Tom T-Mons.
Listen, I'm never moving to California because at some point in the future, they're definitely going to have an extra tax on white people. I'm 100% convinced.
I think it's worth it. I hate you so much, Tom Heineberg.
God damn it.
Tax all the whites.
That's the thumbnail now.
Oh, we forgot to do the thing where we do the thumbnail.
Let's
time.
Do the thumbnail.
Okay.
Thumbnail.
Here. Thumbnail. Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.